Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
At 8:30 this morning, our special guest will be Zachary Levi. He's in this brand new red hot movie, DC Comics' latest superhero movie, Shazam. Now, it's an important new motion picture release, so who do we send to review it?
Our best.
Our very best reporter. How old is he now, nine?
He's nine, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. He's got career day at school this morning.
Then you told him, listen, I'm going up there to CBS FM to work on your career for
right.
you.
Yes.
I love what you told us he's going to say he wants to be when he grows up.
Yeah, he wants to be a motivational speaker.
Love it.
Please welcome Mr. Harvey Blanks to the radio broadcast.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Patty. I'm doing a review on Shazam. So there's this kid named Billy Batson, and he's just a foster kid, and he gets these superpowers, and he becomes Shazam. To become Shazam, he has to be worthy and say the word Shazam. I have two questions for Zachary Levi. One, how'd he get super buffed? I mean, are those his actual muscles, or are they like pillows? And two, how much money do you think they put into his hair gel? Because his hair is so smoothed back, it's insane. He was hilarious. And I think the essence of the story is every kid wants to become a superhero, and Billy does it overnight just by saying the word to them. I'd love to be a superhero. I mean, fighting crime and all these cool superpowers. I mean, life would be awesome. I give this 4.5 stars.
Wow.
It was an amazing movie. You guys should see it. Great for the kids. Thanks for having me on 101.1. Say hello to Zachary for me if you can.
How about that?
It's great.
As a future motivational speaker.
I feel motivated to go see that movie now.
Yeah, me too.
Sold. Tell Zachary I said hello.
He's a big Gary Vaynerchuk fan.
You know, isn't that
funny? Local Jersey legend. And yeah, Gary's just released a YouTube channel with no cursing. Gary's a bit of a curser. So.
Oh, he curses?
He's a bit of a curser.
He's got a non-cursing YouTube channel.
That's right, Scott. Yes.
And then he's got a cursing YouTube channel.
That's right.
Most of them curse. Yes. Most of the YouTube channels.
But most motivational speakers don't curse.
But Gary's very authentic. It's all about authenticity, Scott, these days.
I got you.
They're YouTubing and stuff. So.
I've heard all about that.
Radio.com.
Hottest movie around right now is called Shazam. It opens in theaters today. The buzz is incredible. It's been described as a cross between Superman and Big. One of the stars of that movie, the very cool, very hot Zachary Levi. Good morning, Zach.
The star.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I watch a lot of Ellen, and I get the feeling that she loves you. I mean, as a friend.
Why is that?
Because she always talks about you. I'm sick of hearing about
Ellen,
you.
The talk show host Ellen talked about me?
Yes.
She loves you.
Yeah, the talk show host Ellen.
You're so modest.
You catch on quick.
Well, I know. I mean, I know. Like, the name Ellen now is synonymous, like you know, with a single name like Cher. I mean,
right, obviously, right,
Ellen,
exactly.
We all know who Ellen is.
But she,
I didn't know that Ellen talked about how when does Ellen talk? I mean, who's Ellen?
You're gonna have to do some homework on that one.
I think you're one of her favorite guests. I'll just leave it at that. You talk to her next time you're on there. Now, this this movie is kind of different from, I mean, you do a lot of different things. You were Chuck on that series on NBC back in the day.
That's correct.
You've done you've done Broadway, She Loves Me, and you do voices in different movies. You're a multi-talented guy. You like all kinds of
roles. I do my best.
But in this movie, like I said, across between Superman and Big, it looks incredible. I have not seen it. Brad, you saw it.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. Hey Zachary, you're fantastic in this. The big question, though, is how did you get so muscly?
Well, I mean, lots and lots and lots of chicken and broccoli, my friend.
Is that the trick?
That's the secret to my success. I mean, I've been in the gym, like, 6 days a week for the last year and a half. I haven't stopped. The beginnings of it were really interesting. You know, I gained about probably 24 pounds in the first couple of months. And then I was in a cut phase after that and a bulk phase again after that. And, I mean, I've just continued to try and put on as much mass as I can, as healthily as I can. So that's, it's a lot of lifting weights. It's a lot of cardio. Sometimes we got two-a-days, lots of calories, lots and lots of calories, like 3,500 to 4,000 calories a day. And not the fun kind, not Ben and Jerry's, but
broccoli and chicken,
like clean chicken and broccoli.
Have you had calls like from your ex girlfriends rang you up and said, "Wow, this is new to us."
Why didn't you have that when I was with you?
Let's do a reboot.
Sure, maybe there have been a few people reaching out saying,
I'm looking at a topless picture of you right now online, and it's really worked for you.
If I had a pickle.
Talking to Zachary Levi from Shazam, let me ask you this question, and I've been through a phase like that in my life. It wasn't quite as intense as yours, but when you get into that, it takes quite a bit of work to maintain that physique. Are you going to kind of like regress back to normal? Are you going to continue?
Beer and chicken
wings. What's your plan? Chicken wings and beer?
No. I mean, that's what I said. I mean, I for the last year and a half, I've been in the gym 6 days a week. So, I mean, even after the movie, even after we wrapped Principal Photography, I maintained this workout regimen and this caloric intake. I mean, I need to eat more if I'm gaining to maintain. You still need to eat, you know, quite a bit for whatever your body mass index and all that kind of stuff is. But I have every intention of maintaining.
Wow.
Not just maintaining. I want to put on even a little bit more. To be honest, I want to put on another 10 to 15 pounds, and then kind of carve that up. And because this is such a cool, like, I'm healthier and stronger than I've ever been in my life. I'm so grateful for this transformational kind of journey that it's had me on. And I'm super into health and wellness now. I mean, like, so much so that I started my own supplement company.
Really?
I was taking a bunch of, oh, yeah.
Look at Zach go.
Pre-workouts and protein with amino acids from various companies.
Well.
I came to find out that most of it just was not good stuff, because most companies, in order to make more money on their bottom line, they cut the product. A lot of us don't know that. So we're buying stuff. It's okay, but it's not the best possible stuff you could get for the best possible price. And I was like, forget it. So,
what's your line called, Zach?
It's called Flow, FLOW. If you go to FlowSupps, FLOWSUPPS.com, it's right there. There's only two products, and there's only two flavors of both products. But, you know, I believe in keeping things simple and in providing the customer with the best stuff that you can put in your body, particularly if it's health and wellness stuff. You know, it's so weird when you're trusting these companies, like, oh, this is like, you know, vitamins or minerals or supplements, and you come to find out that it's just some cheap stuff that they're chilling you with. I'm like, oh my God, what a bummer. But yeah, and I would love to also use this new physique and new kind of found part of my career to go parlay that into other movies that are, let's say, action or adventure or
superhero movies.
Well,
this movie, we're talking to Zachary Levi about Shazam, although we haven't talked much about Shazam here. but it's kind of weird because it's a hero movie, but it's also kind of funny.
Oh, I mean, I hope it's more than kind of funny.
That's not what he was going for.
Not all superhero movies are funny.
Right.
No. I got you. I mean, look, what we have in the DNA of the movie, look, the movie's about a 14-year-old foster kid who is, you know, his whole life has been trying to find his biological mom, kind of in and out of foster homes, and then he ends up, in the beginning of the movie, you find him, he's planted into his new foster home with his new foster family, and trying to figure out if things are going to work out there, while simultaneously getting whisked away to a magical realm where a wizard named Shazam, in his dying breath, imbues Billy with the power to say the wizard's name, Shazam, and therefore then be magically transformed into an adult-looking superhero version of himself, but he's still 14 inside.
So don't give away too much.
Oh, that's the story.
I'm not. It's big too many. But yes. in that DNA, that can only be a movie that's going to be full of heart and humor. I mean, you can't make a movie about a 14-year-old superhero too brooding or too dark, because it flies in the face of what the heart of the movie is about.
Not a lot of brooding 14-year-olds.
Well, actually.
Yeah, they just brood in different ways.
Yeah, they brood.
They brood sitting there. Yeah, they're like, well, I want more Fortnite.
Now.
So inherently the movie just has so much humor about it, so much levity about it, and that gives us a really awesome opportunity to be, you know, somewhat different take on the genre, particularly within the DC universe. So it's pretty groovy, man.
Well, here's the good news: Sylvester Stallone's just about ready to retire, and now with your new buffed up bod, you're ready to slide right in there, man.
Great. Which franchise am I taking over?
Whatever you want. Yeah. You look great on the Flow homepage. Wow, that's a great shot.
Oh,
of
thanks.
Yeah,
it's very I got cool. a perv over here working with me.
We better get the hair gel. How much, Zachary? How much hair gel was used on your head through production?
Vats and vats, I would imagine.
Right.
I'm sure we were wholesaling at that point.
They had a bucket of hair gel available at all times. Shazam in theaters today. Thank you, Zachary. You're a good sport, and we'll see you soon.
Bless you all. Thank you. Have a great day.
Tell Ellen we said hello.
I will tell Ellen, yes.
Bye,
yes.
Buddy. 841 at your CBS FM. Fun guy, huh?
Yeah, adorable.
Brad, you say I've interviewed him once before?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, back in the O's. A couple of times, actually.
Back in the O's.
Yeah. Right. Maybe that's why it went so well. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, you're a great fluffer.
Could be.
I saw a picture the other day with me and Celine Dion. I had no recollection.
No memory.
Who is it? Yeah, you met her. I said, I've never met her in my life. Yeah, here's a picture. Here's you two shot. Together. I looked like I was about 22.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.